A chair or a stool that two out of three of its slats, which made up the actual seat part of the stool, were taken off and removed from the chair. Two adjacent slats, which were next to each other, such that there is only one slat remaining on the edge of the chair. We learned in the previous Mishnah that that would be considered a broken stool. It's no longer fit for sitting on. If you would sit on it, it would tip over because there's no slat on the other side of the chair, so it's not really balanced properly. And because of that, certainly it cannot become tome via trumas midros, which only applies to items that are designated to support the weight of somebody. It no longer can be used as a seat. However, that having been said, Rabbi Akiva says that it can still become tome with regular kinds of impurity. For example, if it has contact with a dead body, it would become tome. Because the way that the stools were usually made is that the seat area was actually pretty thick and it could be opened up and you were able to store things inside the seat. So it's considered to be a container even if the slats which cover up the area that can hold and contain things have been taken off. There is this whole area inside of the seat which has rims around it that can be used to contain things, and therefore it can become tome according to Rabbi Akiva. However, v'chachom metarin, the Chachom say that it can no longer become tome, and this is because of the reasoning given in other cases in Perek Yudtes and Perek Chof, the 19th and 20th chapters, that in a case where the main function of a utensil is no longer applicable, it's considered to be broken in terms of its main function, then it gains the status of a broken kli. So even the secondary function would not be sufficient to allow it to become tome because it has the status of a broken kli, since the main function for which it was designated can no longer be fulfilled by this broken kli. Since the main function of this chair is obviously for the seat, to be able to sit on it, once that is broken, we're not interested at all in the fact that it can contain things. Rabbi Akiva possibly holds that in this case, it's considered to be a primary enough function in and of itself to be able to store things inside that top part of the seat. Now, three Mishnayos ago, we learnt of an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regards to a chair that is designated for a bride to sit upon. If part of it is broken such that it can still be used as a regular seat, but it's not fit to be used as a seat for a bride. According to Beis Hillel, it's considered to be a broken kli, even though it can be used as a seat. Since it was originally designated for the seat of a bride, and it's no longer fit for that purpose, it's considered to be a broken kli, and it wouldn't be able to become tome at all. Om Rabbi Huda said, and Rabbi Huda agrees with the opinion of Beis Hillel over there, and he's coming to add that we're even talking about a case of a seat like this that is able to contain things. And even though it's still useful as a regular seat, and it can contain things, it has those two functions that still remain. Since the main purpose for which it was designated, namely to be used as the chair for a bride, that can no longer be fulfilled, the entire kli is considered to be broken and it can't become tome at all, despite the more minor functions that remain. Even a chair designated for a bride, that the sides of it come off, and the part of the seat remains that can contain things, and as well as that, it can even be used as a regular seat, tohar, it can no longer become tome, mnesh, batal, or ikar, because since the main function has been nullified, and it can no longer be used for that main function and purpose, ubotla, tefela, the secondary function is therefore also considered nullified, and the entire kli gets the status of a broken kli that cannot become tome. Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah talks about a kind of box or a chest that has a lid which has rims around the actual lid. So if you were to take the lid off of the chest and turn it upside down, it could really be used as a container. And this lid is attached to the actual chest via hinges, and it can be opened and closed like regular lids. Shidosh shenital ha'elyoin. If the upper part of this chest, namely the lid, which can be opened and closed, if that gets taken off of the chest, Tomeo, the rest of the chest can obviously still become Tomei Bnei Atachdoin because of the bottom part of the chest. The chest can contain things even without a lid, that's pretty obvious. Nital Atachdoin, here the Mishnah adds that if the bottom part of the chest, namely the floor, gets taken off, so therefore the chest itself cannot be used to contain things. However, Tomeo, the kli can still become Tomei Bnei Elyoin because of the upper part of the chest, i.e. the lid. Since when you open up the lid, it is pretty much facing upwards and it can't contain things when it is open. So part of this kli can still hold and contain things, and therefore the entire kli can become tomei. And the Mishnah adds that nital ha'elyon v'atachdoin, if both the floor of the chest and the lid come off, which means that none of it can contain anything anymore, Rabbi Yehuda matamei, Yehuda says that this chest can still become tomei, but b'nei adapin, because of the size of the chest, we're talking about such a chest that the walls of the chest are not totally straight and they don't just go upwards, but rather they bulge outwards, such that if you would turn the chest on its side, it wouldn't be sitting flat, but it would rock from side to side. If you think about it, that essentially means that that part can contain things. If you were to tip the chest on its side and pour a liquid into the bottom of the chest, that liquid would be contained within the chest, because the bottom of it is not totally flat, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is enough to allow the entire chest to be able to still become tomei. But the Chachomim say that it can no longer become tomei, because that's certainly not the original purpose for which the chest was designated. The fact that you can use it in an unusual way to hold different things, but not at all in the same way and to the same degree as the chest could originally be used to hold things, that certainly is not enough, according to the Chachomim, for it to still be considered a kli that is not broken. The Mishnah goes on to a different case, a different kind of seat, Yeshivas Hasatos, the seat of a stone cutter, somebody who carves and cuts stones. Often he would find a very large, and he would smoothen down a part of the wooden beam on one end to use that part as a seat. He would sit there, and he would place whatever stone he was working on and cutting in front of him on the rest of the wooden beam. That would be almost like his desk, whereas part of it he would smoothen down to use it as a seat. The Mishnah says, Tomei Midras, the part of the wooden beam that is used as his seat can become Tomei via Tumas Midras. If a Zov or somebody with the equivalent level of impurity sits on it, then it would become a Av HaTumah, a primary level of impurity. Mishnah test. This Mishnah talks about Kifes, a regular thick wooden beam that somebody designated to be used as a seat. Now, the previous Mishnah talked about a wooden beam that is used by a stone cutter, and we saw that it's enough just for him to smoothen down part of it to use it as a seat. That's because it's regular for a stone cutter to use such a beam as a seat, and merely smoothening it down shows that that's exactly what he's going to use it for. But a regular person who has a thick wooden beam and he designates it as a seat, until he really carves a proper seat into the thick wooden beam, it's considered to be no more significant than a regular wooden beam, and therefore it would not be able to become tomei unless he carves out a proper seat into that wooden beam. The question is how much exactly he needs to do to show that he is designating it as a seat. Kofas shaserikoi, if he dyed it with a red color, the chirkamoi, or if he dyed it with some kind of yellow color or an orangey color, and the same would apply to any color, vasoi ponim, or if he just smoothened it in order for it to be more comfortable. Rabbi Akiva matame, Rabbi Akiva says that it, from then onwards it can become tomei with the level of Tumas Midras, because it's considered to be a seat. He has done an action to change the item slightly, and with that action comes the intention to use it as a seat. According to Rabbi Akiva, that is enough. The Chachom matarin, however, the Chachom say that it cannot yet become tomei, especially with Tumas Midras, because although he has improved the appearance of the beam and he has changed it physically, the exact change that he has done is not really a change that indicates that it's going to be used as a seat. He could just as well be decorating the beam to hang it on his house, to use it as a wall. So unless he actually carves out a seat in this thick wooden beam, it would not yet get the status of a seat, something designated to support the weight of somebody, and therefore it would not be able to become tomei via Tumas Midras. And automatically wouldn't be able to become tomei at all, because it hasn't got a container and it can't hold anything. Hasava kalkola, these are two different kinds of baskets, and they certainly can become tomei with regular kinds of impurity, because they are proper containers. They have an inside, they can hold things. The question is how much he would need to do in order to turn them into something that is designated for sitting on, in which case they would be able to become tomei even via Tumas Midras. Shemil on Teven, if you fill them up with straw, a moichin, or different worn-out parts of clothing. Moichin is the word that refers to small pieces of material that either come from worn-out pieces of clothing or shavings which come from wool. Be it as it may, he fills up these containers with a type of material that a cushion would be filled up with. And he wants to use it to sit on as a cushion. As the Mishnah says, his kinali shiva, he designated them for sitting on. Tahirin, they are not able to become tomei with this higher level of tumas midras, because even if he wants to sit on them, they're not yet fit for being cushions. As soon as you sit on it, all of the straw will come out. There's nothing keeping the straw inside of it, and therefore it can't be considered a cushion yet. Sergon begemia b'mishicha. But if he closed it up using rubber or some kind of band or string, then tamei, and they would be able to become tamei with tumas medras, because then they would be able to be used as cushions. Even if it's not a strong closing, it still does prevent the straw or the other material from coming out, and it can be used as a cushion to sit on. Mr. Yud, ha'asla, a toilet seat which was made up in those days of a metal frame, meaning it had four legs in the corners, and a metal square which didn't have an inside connecting all of the legs at the top. And there would be a piece of leather that was placed on top of that as the seat with a hole in the middle. The metal part and the leather part make up the same one kli, and all of it can tamei or midras, can become tamei via tumas midras. It's of course designated for sitting on utmei meis, and it can become tamei from a dead body, just like anything that can become tamei with tumas midras. Perishai, if the different parts were taken apart, or the leather part of it, tamei midras, can still become tamei via tumas midras, because even if it's not on top of these legs, it can still be used to sit on even as a mat, directly placed on the ground. V'habarzel, and the iron part of it, the metal frame, tamei meis, can only become tamei with a impurity that comes from a dead body or other kinds of impurity, but tumas midras would not apply to it because it can no longer be used as a seat. But it is still useful for other things, and that's why it is still considered to be a kli in terms of other kinds of impurity.
A traskol, this is a kind of basket with leather which goes around it and serves as its walls, and also allows one to be able to sit on the basket if you turn it upside down. Shechpur shel ur, its sides, its covers, is made of leather. Tomei midras or tomei meis, it can become tomei via the transfer of tumas midras, and of course, just like anything that can become tamei via tumas midras because it's designated for supporting the weight of somebody, this is used as a seat when it is turned over. It can also become tamei with any other kind of impurity, for example, if a dead body touches it. Peirash, however, if the leather is taken apart from the basket part of this kli, ha'or tamei midras. The leather can still become tamei via the transfer of tumas midras because it can be used as a kind of mat to support one's weight on. However, that traskol tohar miklum, the traskol can now not become tamei at all because it's not even a container without the leather, and also can't be used as a seat without the leather. It's no longer fit for anything, that part of the kli, and therefore it would no longer be able to become tamei at all. Sasolim shebe americhotz, benches which are in a bathhouse, where the top of the bench is made out of stone, ushtayaglo shel eitz, however, the two legs on either end of this bench are made out of wood. Tomei, the Mishnah says that the wooden part of this bench can become tomei, because interestingly, we define the main part of the bench as the legs. That's what's holding up the seat. And since that is made out of wood, so that part is able to become tamei. The stone part of the bench cannot become tamei because stone is a material that can never become tamei. Even if it's attached to a kli that can become tamei, stone is a material that can never become impure. What happens if achashel eitz v'achashel even? One of the legs of the bench is made out of wood, and one of them is made out of stone. So do we define the kli as a stone bench or a wooden bench? The Mishnah says, tohar, none of the parts of the benches can become tamei because it's defined as a stone bench. Since one of the legs, as well as the top, is made out of stone, so overall this is defined as a stone bench, and therefore even the wooden part is just connected to part of the kli, is connected to the rest of the kli, which is defined as a stone kli. So even the wooden part would not be able to become tamei. Sometimes there would be wooden boards placed on the floor of a bathhouse in order to prevent people from getting dirty or wet until they got to the actual baths, when they're walking around in the bathhouse. And the boards which are in a bathhouse on the floor that somebody cut and smoothed down in order to make them fit for people to be able to sit on as well. Rabbi Akiva says that it can now become tamei because that's considered to be enough of a physical change to make it fit for sitting down on. This is similar to the Rabbi Akiva of the previous Mishnah that also learned that if somebody smoothens or colors a thick wooden board for the sake of sitting on it, that is also enough. It appears that according to Rabbi Akiva, one doesn't need to do a action that shows clearly that it is going to be used as a seat. It's enough to do any action to change the item as long as you have the intention to use it as a seat. However, the Chacham said that it cannot yet become Tomei via Tumas Midros or any kind of impurity, because they are only made for the water to be able to go underneath them. And this physical change that had been done in no way indicates a different purpose. Kankilin, a kind of utensil which has different spices and different substances inside of it, and whose purpose is to produce a nice smell, and then to put an item of clothing right next to it for that item of clothing to absorb the smell. If it has a area within that kli to be able to put the item of clothing inside of it, so as a container, then tomeya. It can become tomei. However, if it's the type which is made like a beehive, that means that you don't place the item of clothing inside of it, but rather you would drape the item of clothing on top of it, but the utensil itself is not able to contain or hold anything. In that case, tahayra, it would not be able to become tomei because it can't contain anything.